Mr. Fina, thank you so much for your time. We are here at the Engine Knockout Challenge. The tournament is back here in the Eastern Cape after a very long time. Just the importance of the province and maybe the municipality having such competitions hosted by SAFA.
A very, very positive impact that is done by these tournaments. We always thank Engine for what they do. You know, I always say, when people say there's no development, but as I'm speaking to you, we're celebrating as Eastern Cape, the team that has just been promoted to NFD, which is Highbury. Most of those players played in this tournament. Sorry. So it means a lot for us. It means a lot for our government, Eastern Cape. When they invest, no matter how little it is, you can see the benefits out of that. We invite more stakeholders to be involved so that we can produce more of these players, you know. No wonder why sometimes, you know, we talk Bafana Bafana, that will be here next week for COSAFA. You look at the players that will be playing there. They come from this tournament. So Bafana Bafana, the bronze medalist, the CAF. We have Banyana Banyana, that are the gold medalist. You know, I was in Zanzibar with the under-15 girls. They are the champions of Africa, you see. So it means a lot, but sometimes people see the end results. They don't know where it starts. So we always applaud Engine for what they do in terms of this development. What do we like also? We're talking boys and girls here. So it's really broad development. It's not focusing only on boys.
And you also touched on something quite important, the under-15 national team who are crowned champions of Africa recently. It's obviously at the back of Banyana also being the reigning champions of Africa. They historically made it out of the group stages at the FIFA World Cup quite recently. If you can maybe just comment on women's football, its recent growth. You know, what can you attribute this growth to when it comes to women's football, maybe here in Eastern Cape and maybe just broadly here in the country?
No, thanks. It means a lot. You know, no wonder why when we started, we said, let's revive schools football. Because if you miss it there, you won't go anywhere. Now, we have leagues, under 13 leagues, boys and girls running in the schools. The under-15s that are running, under-17s and under-19s. Now, the girls I'm talking about, which we were both boys and girls, the winners of COSAFA, which we were in Zimbabwe. So we went there, then girls ended up winning the CAF one. So it means that we cannot ignore school football. We need to do more. I can notice that not the actual number that we still wish to cover, but you know, the revival that we've been doing for the past 3-4 years in terms of school football, we were quite a bit. Yes, we were disturbed the other year by the COVID, those regulations, but we're recovering very well. But I always encourage everyone that let us not ignore school football. Let the Department of Basic Education, let the Department of Sport, you know, really invest more in that. We hope with the new ministers, that probably will be announced now, will take the priority. One minister was saying, let sport not just be extramural, let it be part of the mural activities in the school.
And just lastly from ourselves, Mr. Fina, we've obviously covered the tournaments which obviously impact the growth and development of footballers. Maybe just briefly touching on referees, touching on administrators, coaches, just different stakeholders of the game. Anything that you can share from a province or municipality point of view, from a SAFA perspective, as to what is being done, and any maybe key success stories that you can share with us?
You see, what I like in terms of this development, we're not only focusing on players only. You know, you take, let me make an example of referees. Some years ago, I was involved in this tournament, coordinating referees. Now, I'm so happy to see a referee that I always make an example of, and others, like Mankai, is now officiating at the PSL level. He started as one of the youngest referees, in this tournament. So the development of our referees, we saw some of the referees that were aging, but when I see the referees that are young now here, you know, coming up, you know, with all the development and changes in the referees, it means we're having a good investment. You have coaches, you know, I was looking and talking to coaches like Rawi, I was talking to Dolin, you know, who coach our under 15 and under 17 teams, which are the national champions as a province. She's here, one of the coaches, you know, with a CAF instructor, you know. Humble beginnings in tournaments like this, you know, if we look at the pictures about 5-10 years ago. So in terms of the administrators, look, we hosted about 10 years ago, 2010, the FIFA World Cup, but we're hosting many events. So many people that we invested in them, they were still studying then, but are able to organize tournaments like this. I've had a meeting with the LOC, very, very sharp. There's no way that we can drop the ball, you know, in terms of the REOs, the administrators. You know, any event, I believe it was not a mistake that we invested also in administrators. So I wish that we can also have our Women World Cup in South Africa.
Thank you so much, sir. They know the best.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks.